welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com, and that's Bruce and Sallen, S-A-L-L-A-N, or tweet me at Bruce Sallen. While I normally vary the music for my show with an eclectic variety, you may have noticed that I have only played clips from Elvis Presley. And the reason is that tomorrow would have been Elvis Presley's 76th birthday. Somewhere along the way, I became an Elvis fan, and I still can't believe that he died at just 42 years old. Everyone who loves Elvis has a favorite period of his career. The early Elvis, when he exploded on the scene and changed popular music forever in the mid-50s, his movie career in the 60s, then his reemergence with the famous NBC special in 1968, followed by his notorious Vegas period, which began in 1969 and went on through the middle 60s, and included the heavy and heavily costumed Elvis. In the middle of that time, he did the Aloha concert in Hawaii, which was the first live satellite show and was supposedly seen by more people than any other broadcast in history, approaching 1 billion viewers in 1972 or so. Call that my Reader's Digest history of Elvis Presley. My favorite period, the early Vegas years, when he restyled all sorts of songs, his and others. It was absolutely brilliantly done. And many of the songs you've heard on this show, the clips, were from that period. Elvis was a unique individual. He changed modern rock and roll forever. He brought out music that was really in the shadows to the mainstream. He was a devoutly religious man. He adored gospel music, and he made a big difference in the world. His loss was sad. The way he died was sad. And I think his legacy, of course, will never be forgotten. Anyway, that's my little Elvis story. Believe it or not, in my early 20s, I taught a class in college at UC Santa Cruz on music and films of the 50s and 60s. So this is a subject I know reasonably well. Today's show was about New Year's resolutions, and I did a column, My New Year's Resolutions Scorecard, which I gave a little bit of how I did at the beginning of the show, and I'm going to review a little bit more of how I did now. I asserted at the beginning of the show that people tend not to look back at each year's resolutions, but just to make another list. And in talking with both Wayne Levine and Pastor Drew on the Men's Room and Teen Rap, they each had a different approach to how to make goals, resolutions, or commitments. Wayne felt that a resolution wasn't strong enough and that it needed to be in the form of a commitment or a nut, as he terms it, a non-negotiable, unalterable term. Pastor Drew felt that too many resolutions or goals would dilute any single one and that maybe they even required more of a business plan approach, whereas Wayne didn't even want to put the details attached to his goal of his nut of I am 175 pounds, which was a way of saying he needed to lose 10 pounds. Instead of saying, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, he just said, I am 175 pounds. So it was a unique way of phrasing the goal. So resolutions, goals, commitments, interesting. We all do them in different ways. How we approach them, how we accomplish them is our choice and our individual way of doing that. I'd like to continue with a little bit more of my scorecard. My son, and this relates to obviously a family resolution goal. My son had had the goal of achieving a B average at school because our family made it a condition that without a B average, he wouldn't earn the privilege of getting his driver's license, which had been, as I said, a longtime family rule. He struggled and worked very hard at reaching that goal, but did not achieve it. However, we as a family found a reasonable way to replace that goal with other requirements. So a compromise was reached. And as I think I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, he actually earned and passed his driver's license yesterday, a few months after his 17th birthday. So while we held to our commitment that a B average was required, even though he's had about a C average, we did make a compromise. So the resolution of B average required was obviously not fully met. So I score our family and myself a single because we made a compromise that may have served the family, but we certainly didn't hold to the resolution completely. I think in family life, you need to adjust. And we adjusted because my son worked his butt off trying to achieve that goal. I don't think it was for lack of trying, and it didn't serve him or us to hold to that goal in a strict way any further, and I think we made the right choice. Like Wayne, who made the goal of weighing 175 pounds, or that's the Wayne he imagined, I had a resolution last year, which was that for the first time in my life, after a bad ski accident on Memorial Day of 2008, I had gained last year, I said, 15 pounds, and I vowed last year to lose that that added poundage. Instead, I gained another 15. So my score in that is a strikeout. I failed. I have since, towards the end of last year, I have taken on a new diet, a new effort, and it appears to be very difficult to achieve this goal of losing the weight I have gained. It has made me empathetic towards others that struggle with weight in a way I had never in a million years understood or expected. I will lose the weight. I'm a very active, energetic guy. I'm leaving after this show, as a matter of fact, to go skiing for 4 days. But something happened with that accident that my internist believes might have been literally a change in my metabolism. Another thing that I did for nearly a decade, I was in a men's group. That, in fact, was led by Wayne. And one of the things we talked about was how often we let our little boy control our actions. What that meant was letting our emotions, like those of the little boy in us, control the mature side when we really knew better and had resolved to control the little boy, which is what I had resolved to do. I would say I made progress in this regard in many ways, mostly in my marriage. But ironically, I also realized that my need to be part of my men's group was no more. So the ironic thing is that I quit it last year. Maybe I graduated. Maybe I'd learned what I needed to learn. My score on that regard is a stolen base. So after completing this list, I can't really say a final score is merited. I clearly didn't strike out completely, nor was there a home run in this game. I suppose it was like most things in life and like most games. You win some, you lose some. But as far as this man is concerned, staying in the game is really the measure of the person. We're getting near time for another break. I want to remind you to please like my Facebook page, A Dad's Point of View, on Facebook. If you're not on Facebook and you're a parent, you are not keeping up with what your kids are doing. Learn this stuff. You need to learn this stuff. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen, Twitter. Another thing you probably should learn. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S like in son. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We will be back for our last segment after this break. You were always on my mind. Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. Give me one more chance to keep you satisfied.